The Pledge of Allegiance is, without question, the most successful marketing campaign in history. The original oath went like this: I pledge allegiance to my flag and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. It was essentially part of an effort to sell magazines in 1892. The publication was Youth's Companion. They used to distribute flags as rewards for selling subscriptions. The pledge was written by Francis Bellamy in a push to install flags in every public school for the 400th observance of Columbus Day. Perhaps it was also a sincere effort to spread patriotic sentiment, but the context was a marketing campaign, one that took on a life of its own and endures as a quasi-sacred civic ritual 90 years after the magazine folded. I grew up reciting the pledge at school, but there was one time in my adulthood I found the recitation of the pledge moving. In a desert camp south of Deming, New Mexico, a couple of years ago, I attended a flag retirement ceremony. The flags take a beating in southern New Mexico. High winds pull and tear at them, leaving them a sorry sight in as little as 90 days. Periodically, officers from the U.S. Border Patrol and local scout and veterans organizations arrange a ceremony where the flags are burned amid salutes and a recitation of the pledge. I watched participants bridging generations, some in uniform, some not, all reciting that oath together, and they did it with a sincerity that caught my attention. Now, lately, I've read some stories from around the country, as well as heard from some friends of mine, who are questioning the pledge as a mandatory public ritual. In light of actions undertaken by the government, be it war, metastasized corruption, failure to respond to the climate emergency, or societal violence, there are people around the country who are either declining to participate in the pledge or at least want to talk about it. Yet the pressure to submit is enormous and allows little space for conversation about values or allegiance. In Minnesota, a city council voted this summer to dispense with the pledge as a fixed agenda item. That just meant they didn't recite it before every single meeting. But the backlash was so furious, they reinstated it. A high school in Ohio was picketed this fall because it was only reciting the pledge weekly. A student's right to opt out of the pledge at school dates back to a 1943 Supreme Court ruling, but in practice, this gets complicated. But it's okay to talk about the pledge. Just as we cannot command another to feel love, so with patriotism. Do these victories on behalf of the pledge really instill love of country or mere obedience? If we cannot distinguish allegiance from submission, are we people or mere subjects? With the weekly Desert Sage Commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.